This is the UA News. We have a vote from Melissa Melton.
U.S. President Donald Trump said in the Fox News interview Sunday that he no longer has COVID-19 and is not a transmission risk for the virus. He plans to hit the campaign trail on Monday with a return to big rallies. Trump's doctor said Saturday that the president was not a transmission risk, but did not address whether he tested negative for the virus. "I passed the highest test," Mr. Trump told Fox News and added, "It seems like I am immune." The United Nations is marking the International Day of the Girl Child today during a year in which the global pandemic and subsequent economic downturn has created further challenges for girls. The UN created the day in 2011 to promote girls' rights. It says young women's difficulties have been increased during the pandemic in the areas of education, child marriage, domestic violence, and economic opportunity. A UN website for the observance says by next year, an estimated 435 million women and girls will be living on less than $1.90 a day, including 47 million who are pushed into poverty as a result of COVID-19. Meanwhile, British leader Boris Johnson on Monday will present fresh restrictions to Parliament, expected to be a new three-tier lockdown system as virus infections surge, particularly in Northern England. His chief strategic advisor wrote to members of Parliament representing seats in Northern England following a meeting with regional leaders to warn them it is, quote, very likely they'll have to submit to tougher rules. And Iran's nuclear chief Ali Akbar Salehi has tested positive for coronavirus. That's according to state media on Sunday. This as the country announced a new record high in daily fatalities. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.